Well, welcome back, everybody. After such an interesting and hectic off-season, college basketball is finally back, and I am so thrilled that the season is finally upon us. I am Matt Zivich, loyal super fan of this sport since 1979, and have been a loyal blogger on WordPress since 2013. Hope everyone had a nice off-season and a great summer. And there was tons of great online conversation this past season. But before I do that, I just wanted to make sure that, of course, we always remember that this blog, of course, is always heard coast to coast and around the world. We just wanted to mention how hectic this offseason really was. You had the transfer portal. Of course, a lot of themes around NIL, name, image, and likeness. There were the shifting roles of boosters and collectives. And I mean, there were tons of stories, especially in the last few weeks. I'll mention that in my blog URL in a few minutes. For all you new fans out there, you will also notice that I have a listing of between 7 to 9 or 10 teams that I think, barring injuries or COVID, have a realistic chance to cut down the nets in Houston for the national title in early April 2023. And then, of course, there's also the possibility of future tournament expansion. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey and ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips were on that beat heavily in their respective media days in October, and it created quite a buzz on social media. Wait till you read some of the comments from Jim Phillips. You are going to be in for a major surprise. Besides, my key point of tournament expansion is simple. Every other pro league has done it, so why can't they do it? But of course, the other big shocking news came a few weeks ago that longtime esteemed play-by-play announcer Jim Nantz of CBS and Turner Sports is going to call it quits in basketball after 32 years. Add another 5 when he was the studio host, beginning way back in 1986 in Dallas, Texas. The only fitting is his alma mater of Houston contends for a title. The only fitting if his alma mater can win, see them win the national championship next April before Iron Eagle takes over in 2024. So that's going to be something to watch. We'll just have to see what gives after his 32nd time announcing one of the greatest tournaments in sport. In terms of my general role here at the podcast, I will hope to do at least a blog every couple weeks. I've had issues with my sore throat in general, not just because of my ability not just to do just the regular pods that you know and love. It's just a simple fact that allergies around the world have affected my throat greatly. And hopefully, goodness willing, with some proper medications and the ability to continue enjoying what I do for a regular portion of my life, everything will hopefully fall into place and be as healthy and happy as I can. But of course, just a little bit of mini housekeeping for you. Of course, I had some big online conversation. There was a lot of buzz away from social media over the last couple of weeks, especially after I blew out my birthday candles for a special big milestone birthday, of which only my online friends really know how old I really am. Wink, wink. But anyway, we have a new outlet to announce. Proudly, of course, the Big Z College Hoops Central Network has expanded to Southern California. That's right. Way hovering above the Hollywood sign and the Hollywood Hills and over the 5 and the 405 expressways. We are now proud to announce that KBIG Z will now be heard on Channel 37 and 960 on the AM dial. Again, that's Channel 37 and 960 AM. You can find on KBGZ. And of course, you can always remember and hook up on the flagship WBIG Z, Channel 21 and 95.1 FM. 363 schools are vying for that chance to hear their name called on Selection Sunday. From Kansas to Tarleton State, Kentucky to Queens University in Charlotte, Duke to North Alabama, and Creighton to Utah Valley, and everyone else in between, including the newest independent of Chicago State. Let us have some really fun times, and let the season begin. And we just wanted to briefly note for you, we have a bunch of key games to monitor beginning on Monday. And there are going to be 50 games overall put on the slate. And I just wanted to note briefly for you which games are going to catch my attention the most. As among the 50 games, a couple of them are actually going to start earlier during the afternoon while classes are in session. So we'll have that raring to go here. First set of games at noon Eastern time include sometimes the internet just doesn't want to work. Here we go. Mississippi Valley State at Baylor. The Pacific Tigers at Stanford, an early start out west. Johnson and Wales of North Carolina in Division II against UC Greensboro. That's at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Harvard, the Crimson at Morehouse, the Maroon Tigers. 30 minutes after that at 3:30, Defiance, the Yellow Jackets, will take on the Oakland Golden Grizzlies of Michigan. At 4, the UNC Charlotte 49ers against former tournament darlings in Coppin State. Also at the same time, at 6:30 Eastern time, a couple hours later, the Michigan Wolverines will take on Purdue Fort Wayne, the Mastodons, at Chrysler Arena. Howard University, that I mentioned in my blog, in the season preview, Howard Bison take on John Calipari's restructured Kentucky Wildcats. The first game about Jay Wright behind the bench, as Villanova in the Kyle Neptune era will begin against the LaSalle Explorers. New Orleans travels to Indy to take on the Butler Bulldogs at Venerable Hinkle Fieldhouse. Bob Huggins finally getting his call on the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame as his Mountaineers of West Virginia play host to Mount St. Mary's. The other games, again, these are all 7 o'clock starts. The Citadel travels to Clemson. Rick Barnes in Tennessee, hoping for a big year in the SEC. They will take on Tennessee Tech, the Golden Eagles. This is Mike Woodson's big year. Trace Jackson Davis trying to lead the Hoosiers out of mediocrity as Big Red will host Morehead State. Winthrop, another former tournament darling, gets to take on Penn State in Happy Valley. Denver, the Pioneers, will host Idaho. Maryland will host the Niagara Purple Eagles in College Park. Again, these are all night games at 7 o'clock Eastern time, largely because we have to get out and vote on Tuesday. The Air Force Academy will travel east to Bowling Green to take on the Falcons. Kent State travels to Northern Kentucky. The Temple Owls will host Wagner. Holy Cross plays host to Siena, the Fighting Saints. Rutgers will be at home in New Jersey against Columbia out of New York. And finally, the Valparaiso Crusaders will take on Toledo in Ohio. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned my blog. You can find it, all my information, and there's going to be a ton of great reading. So pull up a chair, sip on your favorite beverage, and please leave some comments and some general thoughts at 40minutesofhoopsfun.wordpress.com. Again, let me spell the first part for you. FORTY, minutesofhoopsfun.wordpress.com. You can find my blog, of course, at Big Z College Hoop Central at anchor.fm. Anchor.fm, you can find my blog there. And just make sure you search for Big Z College Hoop Central. And one more final announcement concerning the general parts, where they mention on the website about setting up various means for all you Spotify listeners. I have a question. I established on trying out the new poll question feature, and the first question is a pretty obvious one. Who do you think will win the 2023 national championship? And I listed a couple of key schools that I prominently displayed in my preview. Will it be the North Carolina Tar Heels, the Gonzaga Bulldogs, the Baylor Bears, the 2021 champions, the Houston Cougars, or other? So make your voices heard. There's no deadline for the poll. Just want to just make sure I check in, and I'll just take a look when I get the opportunity. So again, thank you so much for listening. Subscribe, rate, and review where you listen to podcasts on Spotify, Apple Music, and wherever you get your podcasts. This is Matt Zivich reporting, and let the season begin, and I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of fun games these opportunities will lay for these great student-athletes and seeing how much they can rake in NIL money at the same time. Take care, everyone. Let the real fun begin on Monday.